This is The Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Yes, people, this is Cecil G and you're listening to VAR Are You Serious? Football like you've never heard it before. We're diving into the games, the players and the characters behind the scenes, all with a fun offbeat twist. Now let's kick things off with this weekend's football. Of course, we're going to quickly do a quick run through of what we've witnessed of match day 13 in the Premier League. Now, I saw Brentford versus Burnley. It was a 3-1 win to Brentford at the G-Tech Community Stadium. A really good game. I'm still liking this Igor Thiago. I think he is phenomenal. I think he's one of the most, I wouldn't say the most underrated, but no one's not talking about him enough as a clinical striker. I think he was quality in that game against Burnley, and obviously Ottawara as well with the winning goal. He's also been really good in replacement to the likes of Mbeumo, Wissou, by the way, hasn't really been playing at all at Newcastle. The new strikers that they got there at Brentford have really, really stepped up. Man City beating Leeds 3-2. I briefly saw some highlights of this game. An okay game. Phil Foden getting on the score sheet, looking like he's having a bit of a resurgence. We have to talk about. I've got two games on Saturday to discuss. Tottenham versus Fulham. Of course, Fulham winning 2-1. Have to talk about it. Fulham winning 2-1 against Tottenham. Ah, Thomas the Frank Engine, they say. Thomas Frank. It feels like people are jumping off the train right now. Sad to hear, though, a lot of boos at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium every time that the keeper received the ball, Vicario. I think that's a bit harsh. I think that's obviously it's a massive drop of confidence for anyone that gets booed when they're at their home stadium. But your goalkeeper, especially, you need him to be full of confidence. And it seems like it affected him. Fulham winning 2-1 in that game, I think, was a big stain on Thomas Frank's managerial career so far at Tottenham. I think the fans really are starting to turn on Thomas Frank, which is, in my opinion, again, I think Thomas Frank's a really good manager. I don't know what the actual major issues are, though, at Tottenham. I think a Tottenham fan, we have to speak on it a bit better than I will. But I think Thomas Frank is a good manager. I think they need to stick with him or find the solutions within the squad, because I think tactically he can get things right. The game of the weekend, not the game of Saturday, the game of the weekend for me, the whole weekend. And obviously, you know I'm an Arsenal fan, so you'd think I'd go to Arsenal, Chelsea, or Chelsea, Arsenal, but it has to be Sunderland versus Bournemouth. If you lot aren't listening or watching this Sunderland team when they're at home, you're missing out. I'm telling you. If you want entertainment, if you want pure grit, if you want, I don't know, the no say die, is that the saying? I don't even know if that's the saying. But, you know, the never give up spirit. Sunderland at home is the games to be watching. Sunderland Till I Die was an amazing series. I mean, it's all of that is encompassed in when they play at home at a stadium of light. It's incredible. I mean, they won 3-2 against Bournemouth. There was a red card in it, but that didn't really have an effect on the game. There was a red card to the Bournemouth player, Lewis Cook, but that didn't have an effect on the game, I'm telling you. The actual performance from Sunderland was incredible. And again, it's Brian Brobbey with the game-winning goal. Same when we went up there as an Arsenal fan. I was up at the Stadium of Light and we played them. And he got that last-minute equaliser. He there again, back at home, but having an effect on the game. And it was such an intense game, such a back-and-forth game. Obviously, Bournemouth went 2-0 up to begin with. And Sunderland clawed it back and then ended up winning the game 3-2. For me, that was the game of the weekend. It was absolutely sensational stuff. Now, we're going to move on to Sunday. People, Crystal Palace versus Manchester United. Man United? It's Man United we're talking about. Man United. They got a win back. But let me tell you, if you did miss it, it was against the run of play. Not the goal was against the run of play, the whole game. Because Palace were all over them. All over them. Like, Mateta had to retake a penalty, score both of them. Mateta had big chances. Eddie Nketiah had a big chance as well. There was chances all over. When Saar come off, I think the game changed a little bit for Crystal Palace. But the game should never have ended with Crystal Palace not taking points from that. Man United, though, fair play to them. Xerxes getting a goal. Mason Mount with the free kick. It wasn't even the free kick. It was off the Bruno Fernandes is then passed on to Mason Mount, where he fires it in. It was a good goal, to be fair. But Man United, are they back to winning ways? We'll have to find out. Will they get 5 wins in a row? We'll have to find out. But they've got one at Selhurst Park. It was a very, very interesting game, that game. But I think Crystal Palace were hard done by. West Ham versus Liverpool. Another very interesting game. Isak scoring his first goal for Liverpool. They end up winning the game 2-0. Paqueta getting a red card, for me, was a talking point. For a dissent. 2 yellows for dissent. It's very interesting. I saw Idris Ogana Gueye against Man United get a red card for fighting with his own teammates. This one was just as peculiar, I'll be honest. Like, he didn't stop the arguing and ended up getting his team, getting a red card and putting his team under the cosh a little bit, and ended up resulting in Liverpool winning that game. And then finally, I'll keep it brief, Chelsea versus Arsenal. I'll keep it brief because I don't know, it's a draw. It weren't a win for Arsenal. I think this is a game that I said, if Arsenal win, I think we go on and win this league. I'm quite confident we still do, but I was going to go full chest out in the cold and say, this is our league, we've won it. But we ended up drawing Caicedo with a red card, which was rightly so, awful challenge. It's a shame Arsenal didn't end up coming out with the 3 points, but this is football. Another week goes by, still top of the league. I've got to try and remove our bias, which is really difficult. Anyway, enough of the weekend roundup. It's time to introduce my guest. We have in the building a social sensation. Yeah? Over 2 million followers across all platforms. We have in the building today, in the studio, Dev Bajwar. Now, we know you're a big Man United fan, so I have to ask you this. Season's been a bit up and down, but right now they're in a good, decent run of form. Are you happy with the way it's going right now for Manchester United, Dev?
You know what it is? Like, everyone wants to be like clowning on us because we ruined all your childhoods. I get it. So it is what it is. But I'm kind of in the thing like, oh, they say, oh, you've had a rebuild for so long. Realistically, we've had these owners or co-owners for like 2 seasons now. The players they've brought in are better in terms of what kind of profile we're trying to get. We're getting young players. So I think it's just going to take time. Like, we have to turn this all tanker around. But for the first time, this feels like an actual rebuild, so I can get on board with it a bit more. But yeah, the G word hurt. That hurt a lot. But then
the G word, he can't even address that hurt. Grimsby.
Nah, I ain't going there ever. It's got Grim in the name and we lost.
The G word is crazy.
It's got Grim in the name and we lost. A terrible day. But I remember losing 4-0 to MK Dons in the same part of the Carabao Cup under Van Gaal. So it's like, people think it was worse back then. So I think I know where we're trying to go, and I think I'm trying to get on board with it. So I'm staying positive for now.
That was a small little chat and catch up and a bit of a rant, but we're going to get into our first section of the day. Rant of the week.
Yeah.
Now, let me just explain this. It's a short, explosive, unfiltered football rant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can ask you what you want to rant about, and then you give us, you know, just let us some steam.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and then just tell us how you feel, why you feel that way. It could be genuine anger. It could be total delusion. It could be optimism. Maybe a bit, you know, left field optimism. It could be a comedic exaggeration. So just to give you a brief, quick example. The other day, I went to Port Vale, traveled really far to Stoke. Mm-hmm. I watched a very boring game. We won.
Yeah.
So why am I complaining? Yeah, I think if we travel that far and we're not entertained, then, yes, there's only 3,000 fans. I wouldn't mind a little bit of compensation for what I had to watch.
Yes, I was wondering where that was going.
Yes, it's ludicrous. But I travelled far.
Yeah, fair.
I got back at 4:30 a.m.
Did they help you get back?
No, they didn't help me get back. No, they did not. Nah. I would like that. I would like to be in a private jet. I would like to be in first class on a train. I would like some money.
Yeah.
I would like some, I don't know, some benefits to going that far.
Calafiori to hold your hand down at M1.
Something like that.
Yep.
A photo of Bukayo Saka saying, thank you for travelling.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to Newcastle soon.
Oof.
Tough one. Yeah. If we don't win, which
and you're
is
high up in the state, I feel like you need like an oxygen mask just to
you
be
need extra stuff.
Up there.
You need extra stuff.
Yeah.
This is what people should be. They should be providing this.
Altitude sickness tablets.
Exactly. See, Dev's on my wave. Before Arsenal have given us a free drink when we went to Newcastle away. So they've done it. They acknowledged the journey. They've acknowledged it. But continue that tradition.
Yeah.
Right. That is my quick. I kept it brief, but I had to get involved because I was thinking, what can I want to have something here, and that is it. If you travel far to follow your team,
and you're not entertained enough, or you're not, you know, you don't win, give us something.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Dev, I'm gonna give you the floor.
Yeah.
What do you want to rant about this morning?
Let me just lubricate the vocal.
There we go. I like that. I'm gonna join you.
Right into the mic. Yeah, just got to massage him, you know? Don't want to get lockjaw.
Exactly. Okay. Vocal preparation is right. Key.
And you know what? It's funny that I've got Arsenal fan across from me when I say this.
Here we go.
It's not directed at you.
Okay.
I don't know if you've said it. You might have done, right? Stop saying Rolls-Royce defender when it comes to any defender doing the most basic action. Oh, a defender stopped an attacker from going forward. Yeah, that's their job. You wouldn't be like, oh, well, marketeers, you know, made a campaign. Oh, they're a Rolls-Royce marketeer. Nah, they're doing their job. The Rolls-Royce is one of the best cars ever. You're supposed to relieve, or you're supposed to keep that title for the best defenders ever. So here's my list. Rolls-Royce defenders, that's a Marcel Desailly.
Fair.
Okay? That's a Fabio Cannavaro.
Ooh.
That's a Paolo Maldini.
Oh, he knows.
Franz Beckenbauer, Dech Heiser, yeah? Franco Baresi.
Yes.
Yeah? Chris Smalling. All these, all right?
Wait, whoa. Hey. I was about to throw in William Saliba, but...
I'm joking about the Smalling, but the fact that you came to me with Saliba, the boy hasn't won anything. It's
I've said Rolls-Royce defender. I shouldn't defend myself because actually it's a great point.
Do you see, it's not the fact that you use it, it's that it's used all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you don't see a Rolls Royce every day. It's like you see one and you're like, wow, you're lingering. You're like, this is different. You're supposed to keep that phrase for the players that make you feel that way. So Van Dijk was a Rolls Royce for about 2 years, I would say. Saliba and Gabriel together, they are, but then you put one against with a different defender. I don't know if they look like the Rolls Royce anymore, but I would say, I'm a United fan, so I don't think Gary Pallister was one. I don't think Steve Bruce was one. I don't think Nemanja Vidic was a Rolls Royce because they're different types of defenders, but Rio, that's a Rolls Royce. So you got, and John Terry to some extent. Carvalho was a bit of the dirty one. I don't think Liverpool really had one bar Van Dijk, except you go further into the 80s, but keep it to the proper defenders. And you know what else? There's more cars out there. So just say that they're a different type of car.
John Stones, was he?
John Stones is like Audi A4. Do you see what I mean? That's not Rolls Royce, bro. That's not Rolls Royce. So
we got Man City fans in an production Audi A4. And they're not happy with that one.
John Stones is an Audi A4. Ruben Diaz, I'm going to say...
bit better.
Nissan GTR? Do you know what I mean? Like, bro, be serious now. Think of a Rolls Royce. You think it's smooth.
Yeah, superior.
It's suave.
Superior. Yeah, of course.
Keep it to the upper echelon. Don't just use it for everybody.
I don't mind that rant, you know.
I hate it.
I don't mind that rant.
Because every time I hear it, it's always after the most basic thing. You know this old Virgil van Dijk never got dribbled past?
Yeah.
It's because he jockeys everyone. If you move backwards in the line of where the ball's coming, you're not going to get dribbled past either.
Yes,
guess what? Yeah. I've never been dribbled past, but I'm a goalkeeper. So am I a Rolls Royce now?
You're a Rolls Royce?
I can't stand it. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Do you know what? I've enjoyed that one. And it kind of hit me straight in the heart. Because as soon as he said it, I said, damn, I've said that so many times. And I'm on sports media. So now I'm thinking, you know what? You're actually, might have to change it.
Change up the car.
Yeah, I'm going to change up the car. I'm going to have a little thing. I like, there's many different variations of cars, that you can go to put the level of player. So
exactly.
I like that.
There you go.
That was a good rant of the week. Thank you very much. VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio? The next section of our show, VAR, you serious, brought to you by FUBAR Radio, is Ref for the Day.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the ref for the day. And let me explain to you what that means. Dev, you're going to be given a scenario. This is the scenario here. It's Real Madrid playing against Crawley Town reserves. I know it says something different on my sheet, but I used to play for Crawley Town.
Oh, nice.
So that was where my career, actually started and ended. So Crawley Town reserves, they're currently in League... League Two. They were in League One, but when I was playing, I think that they've gone down to League Two now. So I'm going to go with Crawley Town Reserves. You're going to play. You're going to put Real Madrid versus them.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's very obvious who'd win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's £1 billion prize money for the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got to do is put in the stipulations to allow three rules to allow the game to be even.
Yeah.
Because right now it's not even. Crawley Town Reserves versus Real Madrid is Galacticos versus
Crawley Town.
There you go. That's a great depiction of what we're trying to get to. So you get three rules to level the playing field.
Yeah.
Now I'll give you an example. That could be playing in jeans for the Real Madrid team.
Mm-hmm.
That could be just using your weak foot. Every Real Madrid player has to use their weak foot, which
even
I still
then,
don't think.
They're still sick, isn't it?
I still don't think that evens up. But I'm going to give you three rules. You're going to give them and you're going to explain to why you think that'll bring the level to be equal on the day. So, Dev, over to you now to give me the three rules, please.
Yep. So my first one is the coaching staff have to take the set pieces. So if you get like an indirect free kick or something, I don't want...
So the camera panning to them on the edge. Yeah. They're running on.
And they have to wear whatever they're wearing at the time. So you know they wear like these big baggy like coats. Wear them. If you're wearing like Ferragamos, I don't care. You're not putting on boots. You just got to go up and take it. So if it's like an indirect free kick, I don't want to see Valverde or Toni Kroos or any of these like top players like just whipping it in. I want to see like Javier Tebas, you know, on the sidelines. Wow. Just to see what he can do, and if he screws it up, he screws it up. But
we got Nicolas Jova, man. He's got a mural outside the
Emirates.
So like, he might be able to be. Could he be a Swazzers? Could he be a banger?
Guaranteed
from free
not.
Kicks.
Guaranteed not.
I think a lot of these coaches these days, though, they do get involved in training. I mean, in your big long jacket, you've probably got your Copa Mondiales and you've got your Night Premiers.
Are we saying this is at Crawley? Let's say it's at Crawley Town, isn't it? It's at their stadium. So the grass can be cut up.
That's true.
Going to be locked off. So.
Okay. Okay, I like that. But that's maybe taking off. A couple, not even, maybe one goal, two goals.
But not, okay, so I've said set pieces, but every time the ball stops and it's to be restarted by a Real Madrid player, the coaching staff has to do it.
So what, throw-in,
corner, everything. Goal kicks, everything. Okay, everything has to be the coaching staff. You can pick which one, and then, but that's it.
Goalkeeper coach coming up for the goalkeeper.
Yeah. And you got to alternate, because you know they're going to have one that's a baller. So you got to keep alternating. I want the 64-year-old physio.
I like that. It's like a little charity match.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Cool. I like that. Okay, next one.
All right. So this one's a bit mad. But the VAR, we're going to have VAR, let's just say.
Okay.
But the VAR is up to the fans. So we're at
VAR,
Crawley.
Are you serious? The fans are deciding.
So we're at Crawley Town, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's just say, I don't know, it's not offside at all, but the linesman gives it offside. And then, like, let's change that. Crawley Town, they get a goal somehow, but it's yards offside. And then the linesman flags it. And he's like, hey, it's offside, like he normally would. Then it goes to VAR, because it naturally would. And the fans have to decide.
As a collective, or the home fans? Or like the whole...
Well, you know like when you know like Ready, Steady, Cook? Yes. When they had the green peppers and the red tomatoes? So
of course, within the crowd. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
What
so
a
you
throwback
got,
that is, in by it, the way.
Ainsley Harrier, big up.
Big him up.
So you got to have like... So it'll be like, all right, is it a goal? And then the loudest cheer gets it. And I've stipulated as well, we're only allowed like 40 Real Madrid fans. So as long as the 5,000 Crawley Town fans are louder than them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they can be loud, Crawley Town. Okay, I like that. Okay, yep. That could get some goals, because we could cheat our way through to some goals. But I still think Real Madrid will cause problems.
All right.
Goalkeeper coaches, they've got set, but they can kick ball. So this next one has to be the
big one.
The knockout.
Yeah. I am penalising good football. So if I see...
Wait, hold on a minute. Hear me out. Go on.
If I see any tiki-taka from Real Madrid, right?
What does that include? So what is that? A 1-2 or 3-4? Is it a phase of play, pattern of play where there's more than...
I'll be real, I don't want to see 1-2s. So if I see a single 1-2 anywhere on the pitch, then that's immediately a free kick for the opposition team.
So they have to pass to a different player every time?
Every time.
I like
it. Every single time.
I'm not
don't want no link-ups. Yeah. Through balls? Nah. No through balls.
No through balls.
No through balls for them. We can do as many, but no through balls for Real Madrid. So if I see the ball, every ball has to be to feet. It has to be to a different player. And then you get penalised based on the severity of how good the football is. So if like, I don't know, Valverde just gets a mad shot and it hits the underside of the bar or something, goes in, then that's awarded to a penalty for Accrington Stanley.
So they
Crawley Town.
Crawley Town.
Yeah. So that's going to have to be a penalty to them.
Wow.
Yeah. Every single bit of good football is penalised. Because we're at Crawley Town. You can't be bringing your Galactico football to Crawley Town. I want League 2. Bring your League 2 football. If you play League 2 football, then come. But also, I've thrown it in there, but Accrington's Crawley Town's goals count triple as well. So if there's a penalty and a triple.
So one is three goals?
Yeah. But then again, if the crowd is really loud, you get an extra crowd goal. So that's an extra one.
Wow, I said go big on the last one. He threw in about three different rules in that last one.
But penalising good football.
But penalising good football.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I like that there's no 1-2s. It has to be a different player every time.
Not a single one. If I dare see a flick.
Oh, my
brother, sending off.
No flip flaps, no.
Any skill, because this is in the penalising good football.
Yeah.
But any skill is a card.
Wow.
So if he flicks, if it a no look pass, straight sending.
Oh, there's going to be some problems there.
That's five-match ban.
Problems. Jude.
That's fine.
Mbappe, they're gonna be upset there. Okay, I think that actually does level the playing. That last one saves you, though, I'll be honest, because the first two, they Crawley Town reserves are getting smoked. But
then you bring it all together, and all of a sudden, landslide.
Landslide.
See?
Bev. Yes, I think that evens it out. I think that evens it out. People, let me know. I wanna. Are you on that? Are you listening, thinking, yeah? Do you know what, that is fair? Or could you have better stipulations? Could you have better rules and regulations that could level the playing field? Or if not, yeah, make it a fair and balanced game. You let me know. You let me know. Right, we are gonna go into my favorite section. I love this show for these reasons. It's the Fantasy 11, people. You know I'm a fan of this. People know it. I mean, I look forward to doing these every time. And I'm going to give you what this is. Fantasy 11, obviously, we've done things before. Like, we've done chocolates as you're starting 11. We've done, we did household items as you're 11. We've done animal 11. Today, we are doing create a historical figure 11. Yeah? So, you've got to explain to me each position, an historical figure slash, well, a person, yeah, a historical person in the past that's been influential to play in each position on the pitch. Now, Dev, yes. I've got my team.
Oh, you got your team?
Oh, I've got my team.
So we can go position by position.
We can go bar for bar.
Yeah, cold.
Band for band.
Wait, what's your formation? I've gone 4-3-3.
I've gone 4-3-3.
Calm.
I've gone the DM and two attacking midfielders.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Oh, right, let's cook then.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Started in goal, my friend.
This is my weakest one, because I couldn't really think that much. But I've gone with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Right? Because the man is big.
Yep.
He's got the reach.
Yep.
In his prime, even the throw would probably save a few shots.
Yes.
So I'm putting Kareem. I just want the big, and he'll claim crosses.
Do you know what?
Do you know what I mean?
Goalkeeper was tough for me as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's the only one I struggle with. The rest, I've got clear reasoning. But Kareem, I just thought, stick him in goal. Would he do a job? Probably.
Now you're going to laugh at me, people.
Who's yours?
I went Statue of Liberty in America. But it's not a figure. It's not a person.
That's a physical.
It's a figure, but it's not a person. So I went that. And then I said to myself,
he can't move.
They're gonna eat me. They're going to eat me alive. Cecil, Statue of Liberty, are you sure? So then I thought, okay, this is the most difficult position. So then I went Abraham Lincoln. But is he tall? I saw the stat. I've been to Washington, D.C. I've seen him sit on that chair. And I said, damn.
That that's not life size, yeah?
There you go. So that's when I went back to my brain and said, Cecil, they're going to get you again. It's not life sized. But I'm just going to keep Abraham Lincoln in there because he seems like a tall figure. Even the fact, you know, the statue is obviously not life size, but I look at the photos online and I just think, he looked like a tall. The way he's built, he's quite long, gangly.
With the
and
top
just,
hat.
And a bit stringy. So
yeah.
I got Abraham Lincoln for that reason. Let's right. go right back. Go on, Dev.
I need to say my fullbacks at the same time just because they're linked.
Okay, let's do fullbacks.
But my right back, my left back, I've gone Tupac and Biggie.
Ooh.
Right? Either side.
Ooh.
Because my
culture.
My theory is they're just going to continue trying to outdo the other one. They did it in rap. They did it in the music scene. Did it in every kind of scene. So the hip hop scene, like, I'm putting Tupac on one. They'll decide, right? Because I'm sure they'll work out their differences. Tupac and Biggie on each side. And then you see, let's imagine like an attacker comes down Biggie's side and he just clatters him. And then Tupac's looking at that like, all right, the next one that comes down his side, clatter him back.
Biggie Smalls, I could probably get out though, you know, with my wingers. All right, but I hear it.
Yeah?
Okay, I like that. Just so you know, I actually just checked. Abraham Lincoln is 6'3".
Fair.
Same height as... Oh, I push it. I'm actually 2. But let me just say 3 while we're here on air.
Yeah.
But 6'3", so it's tall. It's good. I'll do my fullbacks as a pair.
Who's yours?
Right back, Rosa Parks. Perfect. You know, sat on the bus at the back and.
Oh, I hear.
You hear it?
I hear it. All right.
Are people
for
hearing
the significance?
Me? For the significance and you know the cultural impact and you know what did the season pitching a sit back right back perfect
Fairs, yeah.
made you know.
Sit back, right back.
Come on. That's solid. We've got women in the team as well. We love it. And I think she'll be a quality right back. Left back, Nelson Mandela.
Fairs.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
You saw it. I know that's that. All right. Nelson Mandela.
All right,
Fairs. He's there.
All right.
He's going to be leading the way left back. And nowadays, like I said, you know, they're pushing forward a lot. Pushing things forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying nowadays? It's not, they don't just sat right back or left back. They're pushing things forward. They're inverting. They're going into mid. See?
They're changing things.
I'm deeper, bro. I think.
To be fair, Tupac and Biggie, though, they change music. So you got to think like,
fair.
Without them, would the hip hop scene be the same?
Oh, I like the way we're thinking. Let's go to centre backs.
Hail Mary in the dressing room, that would work.
Yo, oh, that's a tune, by the way.
In it. So my centre back partnership, now that I've seen it on paper, it might not work, but hear what I'm saying. All right, so I got Martin Luther King. Centre back, yeah. But he's also my captain.
I have a dream.
Yeah.
He's my manager. That's
is he?
He's my manager.
He's my captain.
Fair.
All right, so I've got him as my captain.
He's
just because, for the same reason you probably got him as manager, innit?
Yeah,
I want my manager on the pitch. He's my leader.
Yeah, leader.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I have a dream.
Bro, we've seen it. We've seen Selma. We've seen everything that he's done. He needs to be out there.
Yeah.
Just imagine him leading.
Motivating
Tupac and Biggie.
Come on.
Bro. And the next one, this is where I might have gone left, but I put Pablo Picasso next to him. Reason
Pablo
being,
Picasso, really, well,
I'm thinking
defender.
Him and, yeah, so Martin Luther King is my ball playing defender, okay?
Yeah.
And then my sweeper is Picasso because he's a painter. He can visualize everything. So he can paint the scenes in front. So he's going to know where the ball needs to be.
I like it, but I don't love it.
I don't either. But be with me, bro.
I'm with you. I don't love it. I don't either.
That's my weakest part of the team. The rest of it's elite, but like that's
okay.
My weak spot.
My centre back pairing, hear me out. Henry the Eighth, yeah? He chops people's heads off.
Good point.
Yeah? He's ferocious.
Did he
might be a bit lazy.
Did he chop everyone's heads off?
No, he didn't. We're teaching people, we're educating them. Didn't chop everyone's head off.
Oh, divorce beheaded, died, divorce beheaded, survived.
But, come on! You know your history, Dev.
Come on,
Henry the Eighth. Obviously, the wires won't be on the pitch, but you can tell that, you know, he has no mercy.
But he liked Jane Seymour, innit?
That was like,
so she's on the, like she's motivating him.
And Catherine of Aragon, I think she got.
She was the first one, though.
Yeah, so.
Listen, yeah, she got divorced. She was beheaded. Anne Boleyn. Ooh.
Oh.
I got Anne Boleyn. We got Catherine of Aragon.
Yep.
Catherine Parr.
Yes.
Jane Seymour.
Oh, you die!
There's one more.
This is bizarre.
Something else.
I don't think.
Anne of Cleves.
I don't think creators are supposed to be this educated.
Is that Anna Cleves? Is that all five?
I'm trying to quickly get a Google up, but
I swear it is. I swear that's in order as well. I'm elite.
You are no honestly, that is brilliant knowledge.
Anne of Cleves, where'd that come from?
See,
that's the Picasso because I was talking about him. He's painting a picture for me.
There you go.
See what I'm saying?
My next one, said about pairing. Next to Henry the Eighth, flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
I'm
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, I like Muhammad Ali little. Do you know what? You're right, he could have probably been played a bit further forward, but that knockout blow, he likes adjusting. Let me. He can just float between people.
That's the goal.
And no one wants to face Muhammad Ali. Thanks. I mean, I could have gone somewhere else. But you know what? I'll take that.
That's fair, though. That's
again,
fair.
The back lines were the most difficult. Let's go to the midfield. Give me your midfield three.
This is the perfect midfield three. I thought about the balance. I thought about how they're going to work together. I thought everything. So I've gone the CDM. My centre mid, now that I look, is a bit more box to box. But
yeah, so
and then I've got a cam pure.
I think we might have gone similar here.
All right. Go so on. CDM,
I
if you've got this,
I bet it's
swear.
The same person.
Is it? I've gone Bruce Lee.
No, it's not.
It's not, is it?
It's not Bruce Lee.
Think about Bruce Lee, bro. He's mobile as hell. And he, would you square up to him? I know he's little and he's a bit unassuming. You ain't squaring up to Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, centre defensive mid. His limbs are everywhere.
Okay.
So you're doing all sorts. I've seen the film.
That's quite good, to be fair.
Yeah. Way of the Dragon. Come on.
Yeah.
Centre mid, I've got Michael Jackson. I've got Michael Jackson.
The king of pop.
You see what I'm saying? Because the man, you don't know, he can do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And he'll discombobulate everybody.
No, I hear it.
Imagine someone's running to him, he moonwalking out the way. You're going to be watching him, ain't you? You're like, how do you do that?
I hear it.
When he's doing that weird smooth criminal thing where he's like
leaning. Yeah, man, that'd be a good little header.
Imagine.
I hear it. No,
edge of the box.
I'm with you.
And that weird little kick.
I'm with you. So
edge of the
Bruce
box.
Lee and Michael Jackson.
And then my cam, because I need pure creativity in this lineup. Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton. Okay? Because the brother, before he turned 26, was there figuring out gravity and laws of motion and all this sort of stuff. So stick him there. Let's say we're facing against a low block. You don't know how to get through. He'll figure out a way.
Right.
He'll write it down for him.
We are thinking slightly on the same lines.
Do you know what I mean? Go on, what's yours?
Your DM would tump up my DM. I got Mohammed Gandhi in there.
Gandhi?
Gandhi.
Listen, that's my boy, but I love him.
I just think he would be he'd cover every blade of grass. I think he'd be a workhorse.
Would he?
Be an engine. I don't know.
Robert don't eat, so I think you need refreshment.
I went a bit mad there.
No, Mohammed, I see. Well, to be fair. He was, because he did like sit-ins and like peaceful protests.
Yeah, he did peaceful protests, but covered a lot of ground though.
He did, to be
He
fair.
Did cover a lot of ground.
He
in
did
a lot
help
of
liberate In, yeah, my man.
I've gone Gandhi in the DM. I've gone.
I wouldn't be here without Gandhi, so I might stick him in there.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Leonardo da Vinci in my attacking midfield. We like you said.
No,
artists.
Da Vinci gets it. Yeah, Da Vinci is
creative.
Yeah.
I'm thinking here.
That's beautiful.
You need a creative attacking midfielder.
That's beautiful.
Da Vinci's in there alongside the brain, Albert Einstein.
Fares, all right.
Come on.
We went down the right.
We're unlocking defenses here.
I tell you what, you put Bruce Lee in behind them two.
Perfect.
That's cold.
Yeah, I should have. Why did I not go Bruce Lee?
That's I'm enjoying one. That one though.
Okay, that's my midfield three.
All right, cool.
Go on. Do you want me to go front three or do you want to go front three?
You go front three.
Let me go front three first. We're playing right wing.
Yeah.
I need someone who's quite, again, a creator. Mm. Can discombobulate you with his words.
Let's go.
Yeah, can write and just storytell, but with his feet and also from when he was back in the day, Mr. William Shakespeare himself.
I was thinking Eminem.
I waffled a little bit, but I'm running with it. Left wing.
Yeah.
I don't know if this counts because we're going Greek mythology.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to a deity.
Oh, that's not, oh, okay, cool. If we're doing that then.
I'm going, yeah, because I could have went, Zeus.
Yeah.
Hold on, so I might get a.
Not allowed it.
People are saying it can't run, but I'm going for it.
You're going.
Hermes.
Fares.
He is the Greek deity of messages. He can deliver.
Yes.
Left wing.
Right, is that why it's called, the business is called Hermes?
Did you not know? Right. We're educating people on this show.
But them man them don't deliver nothing.
Yeah, well, your package gets beat up when it gets to your yard, but that's why Hermes is called Hermes.
It still makes it there though.
He is the Greek deity of messages.
Wow.
They deliver.
Did not know that, okay.
There's intellect behind this. So Hermes is my left winger, up front.
Who are you going?
Depending on what religion you believe in, it's Jesus Christ himself. Oh God, whoever's your God, that is playing in my number nine. That's the trump card there because I had to get someone to just, he could just do everything.
Yeah. None of these people came back from the dead.
Yeah, exactly. Historical figure, I think there's one and only, that is it. So
Jesus
that
is
my front three. Dev, give us yours, please.
I've gone down a different route, my brother. My right winger, I got Michael Jordan.
Oh, come that's on. A good one.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
That's a good one. He could do layups as well and all that. Can set up the yeah.
See what I mean?
He's an athlete.
The team is like struggling. Give it to Michael.
Yep.
So Michael Jordan. I've gone Muhammad Ali, but I'll put him at left wing. Because I want to float like Muhammad. A butterfly, sting like a bee.
You know what? Better position.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think attacking wise, Muhammad Ali.
And then your striker?
My striker's Mike Tyson. you're going Jesus. So fair enough. That's
you
yours.
Can see to that
I can
one.
See to that one. I can see to that one.
Thank you.
But like Mike Tyson, the reason, like just prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You ain't going near him, innit?
Yeah. Wayne Rooney effect. Just kind
do you know
of
what I mean?
A ball just getting in there. And
no one's getting near him. So I'm just like, you're not getting near my front three for various reasons. Jordan would have aided you. Ali would have aided you. Tyson, you don't want to go near him because you're too scared.
Fair.
That's what I like. My manager's dead because I know who your manager is, and my manager's dead compared to yours.
Who's your? Have you got a manager?
Well, it's not dead. Like God bless him, one of the biggest names in boxing.
So mine's Martin Luther King. Who have you?
Yeah,
got?
I've gone Customato, the man who brought through Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah. As well as there was a guy
was
and,
King.
And Floyd Patterson.
Floyd Patterson. I should know that.
So Floyd Patterson, he took in Floyd Patterson, youngest heavyweight champion. Mike Tyson, youngest heavyweight champion, and then he passed away, and then Don King came and ruined him. But that's because if you can motivate Mike back then to become the youngest heavyweight champion, I think you can motivate anyone.
I like the way you thought about this. Yeah. Now we're gonna go to the callers. We're gonna go to production as well. We're gonna do a mixed vote here. I'm sitting here and give me 3, 2, 1. They're just tallying up the scores and the votes, and we have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
It's only just, but they've given it to my team.
What?
Come on!
Oh, bro. Jesus is such a cheat code.
He's a cheat code.
You can't say no to Jesus.
You can't. The man turns water to wine. And it's funny because it's actually interesting because we actually have a song at Arsenal fans that we talk about Jesus talking water to wine.
Gabby,
yeah, he turns water. That's amazing. Gabriel Jesus turns water to wine. There's a song
like
that Arsenal
Jesus.
Fans sing.
I feel like he did the opposite way.
Yeah. To be fair. VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio? Let's go to our next and I suppose penultimate, you know, activity. Well, it's the final activity, but there's two sections of it.
Right.
We're gonna go to the guest game. Here we go. Now, Dev,
mm-hmm.
This is very simple. Real or fake? Okay. I've got some names.
Yep.
We always have a laugh in this section. Okay. There's always it actually baffles me that there's parents in this world
that name
their children these names. or even they're adults nowadays because they have to live with that name forever. So let me run through it. We're going to start. Real or fake? Mm. Here we go. You're going to decipher these names are real. Now, I don't know if you saw my sheet, but that was there the whole time.
No, I haven't. I genuinely haven't.
Okay, good. I'm glad you haven't seen that. Let me start with the first name. We'll go Coco Crisp. Coco Crisp.
How's it spelled?
C-O-C-O.
Yeah.
Crisp. C-R-I-S-P.
Crisp.
Coco Crisp.
Would Crisp be a last name? It would, innit?
Would it?
It would.
You let me.
It's given Walkers.
It's given Walkers.
You've got McCoy.
It's given. Yeah, you go.
Got Pringles.
Any more in the locker? Knickknacks.
Knickknacks.
Oh, hello. Hula Hoops. One.
Come on. You know them snack right ones at Aldi?
Oh. Cold.
Mini Poppadoms from there. Goated.
Come on. Coco Crisp. Real or fake?
Coco Crisp. I'm going to
say that.
Is that
an athlete? Is that a professional athlete?
Oh, it's an athlete.
Yes, it's not about a name. It's a professional athlete. So ooh. I had to make that. I didn't make that clear at the beginning. These are athletes. These are sporting athletes.
And this year's silver medalist, Coco Crisp. Yeah, that's real.
Do you know what? That sold me as well, you know? That was class.
Is it real?
That is a cheat code. That was quality. And he's right. It's real.
Is it real?
former wait, MLB it? Outfielder. Oi, that switch might be the up
thing, isn't it?
That's the cheat code to that this game, you know.
I'm gonna do that for everyone.
Oi, I'm gonna have to start. I might have to. Oh, hello. I'm gonna find it. Right, next one.
Yeah.
I see Wiener. I see Wiener.
The letters I see.
I see.
Okay.
Wiener. Could this be an American name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could this be an athlete? I see Wiener.
Bottom of the ninth. Yankees down by two. It's I see Wiener taking the... No, surely not. I'm thinking Wiener sounds like German. Because well, it is German.
It is.
Austrian, perhaps. Little Czech.
Could you do that? Could it be?
I see Wiener. The fact it's I see, I think that could be real. Because it'd just be names. And then when it's like that, it's not that deep. Oh, but that's what they want me to think. I'm going to say that's real. That's my gut saying it's real.
Yeah, it's not real.
Bears. Yep.
It's not real.
Yeah, but see Wiener, damn it. Could have been like Isaacs in Christchurch Wiener. That could have worked.
I do like the way you thought about it, though.
Yeah.
I do like, because you've got to decipher these
that's
ones.
That's hard, yeah.
It's tough. It's not as easy as people think. Yeah, yeah. It'd be obvious. It's not.
I got my Coco Crisp.
Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden. This is all about when this poor brother was born.
It is. Yeah, it's
because if it's after 2001,
it's a long day.
Then the parents need to have a chat. Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden. Is that real or is that fake?
Is it the Bin Laden bit? Is that like Vin and then Laden or is it
V I N?
Yep.
No, it carries on to say L A D E N. It's one word.
Osama Bin Laden. Okay, yeah, I'll say that's true.
So that's real?
Yeah.
Osama Bin Laden is a Peruvian professional footballer who plays as a midfielder for Union Comiso. Oh,
Peruvian as well. Why Peruvian?
Interesting.
That's harsh. Osama Bin Laden.
Okay, here we go. Dick Paradise.
Dick Paradise.
What a name.
Ooh.
Is this real or is it fake?
Sound
what
like a
name.
Strip club.
Dick Paradise.
Sound like Magic Mike, double XL.
This is. Whoever's writing these.
Spelled the normal way as well.
D-I-C-K. Paradise, same way. P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say that's real because Dick Richard, like Richard Paradise, that could be a real name and they call Richard Dick. Yeah, I'm going to say that's real.
You're correct. Oh. Former NHL player, Dick Paradise.
He went by Dick, fair play.
There's no Richard here. It just says straight that's Dick. Harsh. Pause.
Straight
apologies for listeners that I've gone so raw into this. Straight Dick Paradise. Straight in. Let's go. Greedy Williams.
Greedy Williams. Greedy Williams.
Greedy Williams. I'm trying to think, is there a nickname to that?
Greedy Williams.
Greedy Williams.
Greedy Bill. Because William is like Bill.
Mm.
Selfish Bill.
Ooh.
Greedy Williams, Selfish Bill. I'm just And late in the fourth quarter, the ball is with Greedy Williams, otherwise known as Selfish Bill. He lays it up and it's good. Nah, that don't work. I'm going to say no.
You're wrong.
Is that real?
An NFL cornerback.
It's always the NFL.
Crazy.
What's wrong?
Nah, America, wrong with them? Honestly, it's crazy what these names are.
I feel like they're like branding people, innit? Like Dick Paradise, I'm going to remember that forever. So maybe that's the thought process. But right.
So Greedy Williams was a real name, NFL cornerback. Next one. Mobility.
Mobility. Oh, that's so good. Mobility. Why has that made? That's really made me laugh. I was expecting something so different. Oh, mobility. That could be Muhammad-bility. what could that be? Mobility. I can't back that. I'm saying that's fake.
That is a top name.
The mobility.
Producers.
That's so good.
I'm saying producers, but it's a real name then.
This is it.
Wide receiver for Rice University.
Raw, a receiver is called mobility.
His boys, yo, we're linking with mobility today. This weekend, we're out with mobility.
That's nuts.
Crazy. Mobility, what a name. I'm going to have to try and Facebook that.
That's good.
Let's see if I can find him. That is a brilliant name.
Mobility
is beautiful. Horatio Twinkle Toes.
Horatio Twinkle Toes.
That is a...
You just can't make that up, though, innit? Like, if the producers made this up, have a word.
Horatio Twinkle Toes. Horatio's a nice name.
Horatio. There's someone named Horatio Nelson?
Yeah, there is a Horatio that I've seen before.
Horatio Twinkle Toes. Surely that's fake.
He's gone, surely that's fake. Yeah. And it is fake.
Yeah, Twinkle Toes.
It is fake. Okay, the last one. The final one. Percival Wobbleton.
What a name.
Percival Wobbleton. That is a bad boy name.
That man's got an estate in Cornfield.
100%.
Percival Wobbleton.
Welcome to the Wobbleton Manor.
Yes.
That is bad boy.
Lord Wobbleton.
Oh!
Oi. Lady Wobbleton.
Lady Wobbleton.
Lady Wobbleton. And Lord
Sir Wobbleton.
Sir Wobbleton.
Oh, that is class.
That is mental. He definitely owns a field or two.
Percival Wobbleton. Wobbleton.
Percival Wobbleton.
Welcome to the Wobbleton Estate. I actually need to make that.
That's beautiful. I hope it's true. If it's not, if someone's listening, name your kid.
Yeah.
Percy. Percy Wobbles.
Percy.
That's real. That's got to be real. Percy Wobbs.
Aye, Percy Wobbs.
Oi, Percy Wobbs.
That's
real.
That is class.
I'm saying that's real.
To end it, Percy Wobbs is not real.
Listen, if there's a Percy Wobbs listening.
We're sorry.
Let us
know. Call in.
You're in next.
Yeah, you're in. You're in the chair.
Percy Wobbs.
You got four out of 10.
Fair, so I'll take that.
It's not bad. It's under half.
That's probably how many wins we'll get in the next few weeks. So that's come.
Do you know what? He beat me to the joke. Oh, fair play. Dev's good at what he does. He beat me to the joke. We're going to close on the final section, which is who am I?
Ooh.
Which, I'll be honest, I'm not great at these.
Is this like a football-based who am I?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you... Testimony. I'm going to give you three. I'm just going to give you three.
All right.
So we'll start. To finish off the section of, you know, real or fake, and who am I?
Mm.
It's the FUBAR football quiz. We're going to go. I once claimed I was among the top three strikers in the world. Yeah?
Okay.
Here we go. Clue number two.
Yep.
I lost £400,000 in 90 minutes at a casino. Clue number three.
Yeah.
I was fined for showing Paddy Power pants after scoring at Euro 2012. People that are listening in, play along with us.
Euro 2012?
Yeah. Showing his Paddy Power pants. Now, I'm not good at this. I wouldn't have got this in the first three clues. But I can give you some other clues if you're struggling here.
I'm struggling with that one.
Played for the club that I support.
Did he?
He has a Lord in the front of his name. That should give
it away. Okay. Really? Wait, I didn't know that.
Well. It's not officially as a Lord in front of his name, but we... As fans.
Do you know what though? If you hadn't told me that, I was nowhere near. So it's Nicholas Bentner.
There you go.
But that is crazy. I didn't know the Paddy Power thing.
I didn't know. I remember when he claimed he was among the top three strikers in the world.
Yeah, that reminds
me. The casino, I didn't know. Paddy Power, I didn't know either, which is really bad for me.
I was stuck on Sonogo for some reason. I was stuck on Sonogo for a long time.
Next.
Go on.
Yeah, next one we're going to do.
Lord Bentner.
Throwback. We're going to do this one here. Here we go. I played in England, I played in Italy, and I played in Turkey.
Okay.
I once turned up 2 hours late to training because I couldn't find my Ferrari keys. You having a think here? You see, here we go. Third clue. Yeah. I once threatened to kidnap the club mascot. Again, people probably listening and screaming knowing this, but for me, I didn't know. This was a struggle. I've got some other facts that I know that could lead you onto it.
Just one fact, because I'm totally lost.
Fireworks in this person's...
Swear?
In this person's house.
Yeah, okay.
Caused a disaster.
Balotelli.
There you see. I should do the.
Why is he?
Other clues. Listen, I know that for me, I should know this more. These things I didn't know. A lot. I mean, I knew he played obviously England, Italy, and Turkey.
Yeah, loads of people have. That's a struggle. Mario was such a wrong one, wasn't he? Didn't he drive into a women's prison to have a look around? That was his. Really? That's what he said. Yeah.
Wow.
And he lost his Ferrari because of that.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. The Ferrari. He was late 2 hours because he was looking for his Ferrari keys. Why always me? Obviously, the Man City player.
Against
was that Liverpool as well, which yes. I think a lot of people forget.
Oh, he was everywhere.
Man. Mad. Anyway.
Inter and AC, one of the few players to make that.
Last one. I once asked for my pizza to be cut into 4 slices instead of 8 because I wasn't hungry. My nickname is Trigger, inspired by the character known for his low intelligence.
Trigger.
Despite the jokes, I used my perceived dim wittiness to play in various positions, keeping managers on their toes. This one's tough, I'll be honest.
What?
And I don't know if I have any extra.
Various positions. Dim wittiness.
Played for Bolton, Liverpool, and Blackburn.
In that order?
In that order, yes.
Oh, then I know.
And then went to Sunderland.
I know. Bolton, Liverpool, Blackburn, Sunderland. Was he a left winger? Was he Senegalese? Was his name? Did he spit at a Celtic fan? And is his name El Hadji Diouf?
No.
Damn it!
He's not a winger and he's not Senegalese.
He's not a winger, not Senegalese. Wait, so he still played for Bolton?
Yeah, played for Bolton.
Liverpool, Blackburn.
Liverpool and Blackburn. He's currently 54.
I sent it as well.
Currently 54 years old. I actually know El Hadji Diouf as well. Funny enough, I have his phone number in my phone, which is a little little drop.
It's not him.
The first clue I once asked for my pizza to be cut into 4 slices instead of 8 because I wasn't hungry. Again, I'll be honest, I would have struggled with this.
The Liverpool to Blackburn is a weird one. I don't know why I've got Stefan Honcho. It's not him.
Nope, he is Irish.
It's not Steve Finnan, is it?
Nope, it's...
Wait. Jason McAteer?
There you go.
Is it him?
Jason McAteer.
What? So he... Was he dimwit? I mean, if he did all these things, then he might be a bit dimwitted, but like, I didn't know he went to Sunderland, Jason McAteer.
I didn't know. I actually knew about the pizza story, but the rest, I didn't see him as a dimwit either.
No, he's...
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm showing my age, maybe not. I don't know, yeah.
Because I'm doing a Football Manager 2006 journey at the minute, and I thought I had it with Juve, because I'm trying to sign him from Bolton.
How had you Juve, you know? What a guy. What a guy. I was out on a tour actually with him. Still rates himself. He actually took a penalty off me in a charity match.
Nice.
I was supposed to take it. He said, only Premier League players can take penalties. And I said,
you know what? Fair enough.
Fair enough. I said, you know what? Can't argue. Can't really argue.
And he was very good as well.
He was good. My and then he scored it and I was annoyed, but you know what? I get it. Listen, we have come to the end of V, Are You Serious? Sports by Three Bar Radio. Thank you so much, Dev, for coming in and giving us the time and you know, giving us an insight to, you know, you as a Man United fan, but also playing some fun games and again, educating people. We had some nice little historical moments in here.
That midfield three is still, what was it, Bruce Lee, Da Vinci and Einstein?
Brother, your Henry VIII knowledge needs to be studied because you were spot on. So there we go. That is it for today's show. Thank you so much to all of you that listened. Please stay tuned to FUBAR Radio. There'll be plenty more of this going forward as well. VAR, Are You Serious? Thank you for listening. I'll see you again soon. Take care.
VAR, Are You Serious? On FUBAR Radio.